Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Zach. Zach.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. My name is Jimmy, his name is Jake, and BBD is our Monday producer on the Talkin' Yanks pregame show, because Zach is busy editing the Weekly Dumb, so this is our song for him.
Tribute.
Zach. Jake, how you doing?
James, big baby Zach. I'm doing well, man. You know, the Monday monster leading into Tuesday. We were at it today, man. Today we gone in a New York minute.
Yeah. What happened? Why did today go so fast?
Just stuff happened. Big talking baseball. Hope everyone's doing well listening. Yankees, we won a series, 3 out of 4. Kind of punted yesterday. But we're going to Baltimore. We're hoping to spark a couple bats. I got one of my asks from a few episodes ago. It is a Davy Day. It could be a one-and-done Davy Day, but I'm still excited to see my short king go to work. Pump heaters the first time through the lineup probably scare me. But I'm excited he's back, and I think... I'm excited to see one of the guys who hasn't been hot this season get going at Camden Yards. Because that's kind of how it works, right? You know, either Glaber or Gary or Clint. I think someone finds the sauce this series. And I'm excited for that. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I had a lot of thoughts about what you just said.
So many.
I don't know which one to jump on first. It's the pregame show. We're going to talk about the lineup. We each have a what to watch for, pitching path to victory, homer draft, over-unders, premonitions. And we can start with the lineup and then some Davey talk. Lineup for the Yankees is DJ LeMahieu is leading off, playing first base. Giancarlo Stanton in the two-hole, DHing. I like him there. We like him there. Aaron Judge behind him in the three-hole. Rugi, the lone lefty in the lineup. Batting cleanup. Gio Urshela, he's at third base, batting fifth. Gleyber Torres batting sixth. Aaron Hicks, switch hitter. He will be hitting from the left side against Matt Harvey. Gary Sanchez, eighth. Clint Frazier, ninth. Davey on the mound. Over on the Orioles side, Cedric Mullins, Trey Mancini, DJ Stewart, Michael Franco, Austin Hayes, Pedro Severino, Ryan Mountcastle, Freddie Galvis, and Ramon Urias. Who the hell's that?
Ramon, you know.
I don't.
We played billiards with him in Hartford.
When I hot lunched it and we lost?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
Coolest I've ever been in my life.
Jake made like every shot in team pool. Do you know the story, BBD?
I don't think I do.
We were at a bar and it was me and Jake versus two other strangers. And I think they broke, and then Jake went, and he made every ball.
I got hot. It was cool.
He, like, 7 in a row or 6 in a row, whatever it is. And then the other team went, and they missed. And then I, it was my turn, and I scratched the 8 ball, and we lost.
it was a real pool. Not like a real pool hall, but like. Yeah, quarters like on the table.
Yeah, yeah. People were.
I got next.
Yeah, yeah.
Like strangers playing pool.
Jake went like beautiful.
People were gonna watch.
Jake went like beautiful savant.
Jimmy
on the
was
table.
Pretty impressed with me for a minute. I got high.
And then I just lost the series. So we were off the table. And then we didn't play again. Yeah. We thought we were gonna be running the table for a little bit.
I at least get like 2 or 3 games in.
Yeah, you know, it's a good little pregame for us.
Yeah, no,
still worked out.
Not that
we
happened.
Had fun that night, maybe.
Wasn't that at Poor House?
I think so.
Was that next to... And then we probably went to Pig's Eye. Or Red Lady?
Either Pig's Eye or Russian Lady.
Russian Lady.
Hartford Bars.
She's red.
Black Bear.
Davey gets called up. Yes. What, you have any thoughts on the lineup? But I mean, who cares right now? Until Voight's back, this is the lineup. I like it.
Yeah, you know, I said this on the Instagram Live pregame show we do on the weekends. I mean, Rogi 4, again, that's just...
It's done nothing but hit.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather see, like, Hicks there. You know, like, Hicks had a couple good at-bats. I'm not mad about it, but, you know, again, this was a guy that one of the worst teams in the league is paying his salary and got rid of him for us to have him. I don't know.
Hot, man. He's hot.
I'd rather use that.
One OPS in his last four games.
I'd rather use that as a spark. Like, I'd rather spark. Like, give me Gio. Give me Glaber.
I'd take Gio there.
Like Glaber in Baltimore. Like, try to light something.
But you have to remember now they don't care about the four hole.
Yeah.
They care more about, like, the seven. Like, they've used the seven to put, like, someone to put balance.
Impact
player. Yeah, in the seven hole. So I don't care about
that. Not mad about it. I guess DJ's at first, Rugi at second, no 40. Someone in the chat just asked, because Ford homered yesterday. But yeah, Rugi's got the nod over that current position battle on the Yankees.
They're going up against Matt Harvey, man.
How about that, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess I'm excited to watch him. You know?
He's been, like, incredibly mediocre. Like, 4.2, two earned runs. That's one out away from being decent start for, like, Matt Harvey these days. Then five innings pitch, four earned runs, then 4.2, two earned runs, then 5.3, which leads you to a 5 ERA. But, like, they're not, like, he's not killing
his
team.
He's
killing his team's bullpen is what he's doing, but he's not killing their chances at winning that very game.
Well, speaking of that, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
How long's Davey for today? Like 80 pitches? 75?
I mean, they're going to send him back down right after the game.
So you think they could burn him pretty good?
I think it's almost a punt day with Davey.
Okay. Like let Davey ride.
Like Davey's throwing 80 pitches whether he has it or not.
I'd be fine with that.
I think he's thrown like 75 pitches in games like at the alt site and they've been playing the alt Phillies.
Did you hear about his reports from the alt site? Someone just tweeted it out and said they're not good.
Who said that?
I don't think they're keeping real stats there.
No, like the scouting report.
I just went from Matt Harvey's 2021 baseball savant to his 2015 baseball savant. A little sad, a little wild.
It's different.
It's different.
It's different. Every night is different. I'm trying to find it. One of the Yankees beat reporters. I don't know if it was Curry. I don't think it would be Curry.
Curry, Cuddy. Hope, Adler.
I don't know if it was Cuddy. I don't know.
I think Connor Foley's the guy that is there.
Foley.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Clappish.
Who was it? It could have been like...
Chat saying Sweeney?
Yes, Sweeney. It was Sweeney. And I trust Sweeney.
You trust Sweeney.
I trust Sweeney, and I like Sweeney.
Sweeney's seen some stuff.
Yeah, he said that the reports down on the alt site is that Davey's been struggling with his command. His stuff and his command have not been good at the alt site. Which, again, I trust that they might be... I believe they're saying that. I don't know how well it's going to actually translate into the big leagues. But Davey's interesting, man, because his numbers aren't great. So, like, when you talk to fans of other teams... They're very confused why Yankee fans get excited about Davey because they're like, the numbers aren't good. Because a lot of his outings just ended poorly at the very end, but he had it for a little bit. I'm still need to see Davey. Like, I'm not sold on him being I think some people have him as he's going to be an impact player when he's called up and he's going to be in the postseason. I think that's very much the plan. I'd like to see it. I don't know how much of a shot this is, but it is the Orioles, and he's going to come up. And I think he's going to throw like 80 bullets and then get sent down for Mike King tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm interested to see. You mentioned Yankee fans, and you mentioned this with Harvey's whole thing. I mean, Davey, you know, he gave us 6 starts last year in the regular season, and one was bad. Everything else was pretty serviceable. The other one that's not good, per se, was against these Orioles. And that was the whole Clark Schmidt fiasco day. But everything else, he either gave us innings or had a nice performance, which, again, you know, think about last episode when we were talking about Yankee starters going six innings. Davey had four of his six starts go six innings last year. So I'm interested to see how many bullets he's got in the tank. You know, it was a wild ride for a little bit with Davey. There was times when he was, like, strictly fastball first time through the order, and it was a little scary because sometimes, you know.
His fastball's only 91.
91 to 93. So it's an experience with Davey. You know, he left some good memories for us. His first start against the Mets was lights out. He had a couple good ones against Toronto, okay against Miami. Excited for Davey, you know.
I'm excited to see his changeup. Because Matt Blake, everyone's been throwing changeups on the Yankees now. Loisga, great change. Okay. I've done the spiel. But I'm excited to see.
Well, what to watch for, maybe?
Yeah, maybe what to watch for on the pitcher side is his changeup. Matt Harvey, in his career right now and this season, is throwing 60% fastballs. Last season, Davey threw 60% fastballs. So we might just be like in a quick game. You might see some hard hits or some quick outs. So just a lot of fastballs, it looks like.
I like that. Yeah, both these guys don't really walk people, which, again, Sweeney's scouting report, we'll find out in a little bit. But, yeah, Davey kind of pounded the zone last year. So interested to see. And, yeah, I mean, I'm still excited about Davey, even if today is not the day or even this season. Like, he's still 21. So come on, Davey. You know, make our chain proud. The first newspaper I ever bought, Davey Day. So, yeah, that's exciting. We'll see what these Orioles still got. Mullins, Mancini, Starr, Franco, Hayes, Severino, Mountcastle, Galvis, Arias. You said that.
Said it already. But you did it in an accident.
I forgot.
Yeah, you did it in an accident.
I remember the Urias part. That was the only part
Urias.
I remembered.
Yeah, I did it.
Because we played pool with him.
Uh-huh, at Poorhouse.
Hartford. Yeah. Should we tell BBD that? Sorry.
BBD, someone in the chat asked if Miggy's going to be on the roster soon. What are your thoughts?
Andujar?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Update. Any other what to watch for? What do you see tonight? I love the changeup thing, Jim.
His secondary pitches. Because, okay. You know. It,
all of them.
His, well, no, the changeup specifically, but his curveball. What is his better of the of his secondary, even though he threw the changeup more last year? But I'd like to see that because he's so fastball heavy. I don't think he can get through the league pitching how he did last year. I mean, his curveball spin is 2,700. I mean, it's crazy. But the changeup, everyone else has improved changeup, so I wonder if he's in the same boat. Interested in that.
See that change.
Lineup-wise, it is Judge's birthday, so I guess you're looking at that.
I've got something.
Yeah, what's your what to watch for?
Jim, you mentioned the only lefty in the lineup.
Yeah.
Is Rugi. Aaron Hicks. Switch hits. Matt Harvey so far this season. Lefties. 194 batting average, a 558 OPS. He's neutralized the lefties.
Wow.
Righties. 346 batting average and 870 OPS.
Oh.
So
what lefties has he faced?
I'm interested to see if let's see if those little platoon splits stay, because if they do, that bodes well for DJ, Stanton, Judge, Urshela, Glaber, Gary, Clint. And boy, do a couple of those guys at the end need it, so. And maybe, just maybe.
Yeah.
Like, could maybe Matt Harvey have been rude to Aaron Judge at some point?
Well, I mean, one's good and one's evil.
Right.
So, obviously, Judge feels like the need to right wrongs here.
Okay.
Judge is like a man of faith and a good guy.
Right.
Harvey's a bad guy. Yeah, well, I'm not saying he's like a bad guy in life. I'm just saying if you had to put two guys on... If right. one had to wear a white hat and one had to
what
wear a black
represent.
Hat...
What they represent.
Harvey's wearing the black hat and Judge's wearing the white hat.
Like,
that's not blasphemy.
I'm hoping at some point in, like, 2016, Judge and Harvey crossed paths, and Harvey gave him, like, a, you don't fucking talk to me, kid.
Mm-hmm.
And Judge takes that out today.
Have they ever faced each other? Had to have, right?
I don't know. man.
Slow
dude.
Holy folks. Holy folks. It's a PG show.
Hallelujah.
Harvey's faced a lot of the Yankees, not Judge.
Hallelujah.
Stan has a homer off him. DJ has a homer off him.
Ooh, like that for DJ.
So
Stan with tough numbers, but so, that's Marlon Stanton versus probably good Mets Harvey, right?
Marlon. Yeah, yeah. You you mentioned the whole Baltimore thing and they get the bats hot in Baltimore.
Ooh.
And I think I said this at the end of the show yesterday, the Maine episode.
Yeah.
Like we're I don't know how much longer we can say that. Like
okay.
If I remember last year it wasn't true.
Wasn't significant.
Like I don't think Glaber hit really well in Baltimore. I don't think the Yankees hit a lot of home runs, but I don't really truly remember.
Yeah, I know someone DM'd me today. So here's more stuff I can't fully confirm. Saying that Craig Carton, and this attaches to your theory a little bit, if you take out the Orioles from the start of last season, the Yankees are below 500. So I do think they still fared well against the Orioles last year. Like, it looks like early in the season, they won 9-3, 8-6. Let's see. 6-5, they lost some games to the Orioles. That was during their bad streak, and then they came back and they won 4. Only one big number on the board, though. So, I don't know. Tough to say. I do know what you're saying. Like
obviously, in 2019, they went, what? 16-3 against the Orioles,
right,
and they absolutely
crazy.
Destroyed them. And I think
Glaber people, went nuts. Clint went
people
nuts.
Are still riding that and expecting that to like happen again. And I just don't know if that's the case.
How about this? I'm with you. I'm coming in with an open mind for this series. Baltimore's been notoriously a hitter's
Glaber
park.
Hit 111 in Camden Yards last year.
That's not good.
Okay, so that was my point. Glaber hit 111 in Camden Yards last year with zero home runs.
A little bit of a weird year.
And it was a double. For sure. That's why I need this year to either scrap that narrative or we're back.
Full on agree. Full on boner.
Okay. Awesome. That's good.
Dave Lefkin.
Pitching path to victory?
Ooh.
Is Dave Lefkin in the chat? What's up, Dave? Pitching path to victory today. Yesterday we nailed it as a Nelson and a Sessa day. I wish they reversed the order.
Yeah.
Chad and Chapman are like available today. They've had 2 days off now.
Mm.
So if it is a save situation, you will go Chapman for the 9th, Chad for the 8th, and then
I think I might have this.
And then I don't know what they're doing yet. It's O'Day. Yeah, O'Day. He hasn't pitched in a while.
Available. I think this is just a guess. I think they go Davey to the Lint Licker. Contrasting styles, old lefty, Davey. So I think, you know, as a Baltimore lineup, they're dialed up for 5-9, Davey Garcia. Then you go to Litke. Maybe this might be a 4.1 and a 1.2.
You don't have Davey getting deeper than that?
I don't know how many bullets he has. Like, I don't know.
There's a lane for Litke, but he's got to face Mancini in the process. You go Mullins, Mancini, Stewart.
Them.
No, that doesn't.
It doesn't scare them.
I like, if it's a short outing for Davey, I think Litke will get in there. But then I do think if it's a close game, the back end it's a O'Day Chad.
Litke's part of the back end in close games.
Kind of is. He's more of a bridge.
Yeah.
He's a bridge.
I've got the Litke bridge today. I think the contrasting style with Davey. And maybe he can even link you up to Chad and Chapman.
So here's where it gets interesting, Jake. Okay. Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
If it's a blowout, one way or the other, or they're down by 4, they burned. They actually sent down Nelson.
Right.
And Sessa threw 24, so he could probably go again, but not for length. Who are they going to throw? This is the biggest issue for the Yankees right now. They don't have any slop guys really.
Litke. Like, he's got a couple outings this year where he threw innings.
How many?
I mean,
like, he has at least.
Did he have a
4-inning
one?
That's disgusting.
Yeah. It was a couple of the weird games this year. He's got a three. Let's see, 2021.
I got it. He got 18, 52 pitches and 49 pitches. He's got a four and a three. So, okay, if it's a blowout or they're losing, it's going to be Davey DeLitke, and, like, hopefully they think they can get nine that way.
Maybe they need one more at the end, get Wilson in there.
Yeah, maybe one of Wilson or O'Day just to keep him fresh.
Yeah.
If they're winning, they have the – that is kind of the problem, though. They don't
O'Day
really
likes the mound in Baltimore. Yeah, I mean, I'm almost –
they're
I'm
using their slop guy as their rotating starter.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a bad system.
I'm not going to lock it in, lock that in. But I think this might be hot blowout either way or tight game. This might be Davey DeLitke.
Oh, no, they got the back end.
Yeah. I guess if Davey has a
if it's 3-0 Yankees, they can't not use Chapman and Chad and O'Day.
They used Litke in a tie game last time.
But it wasn't in the end of the game.
I mean,
still brought him in for Franmil.
Licky's last two performances was the tie game we were at, 420. Or were they up? No, it was a tie game because we were all freaking out, right?
In the sixth inning, yeah.
And then Yankees versus Cleveland, he came in.
But that was just for...
He came in after Monty, after 4.2. They like going to Licky. I don't know.
All right.
I'd like to see the other guys. I'm with you. But I think they told Lucas to tie him tight tonight.
Motherfucker. Update on Andujar from the beat. He's going to be playing first base.
Makes
sense.
And
going to Scranton. He's got to get time in. Like, there's no point of him being on the roster. He has to get, like, a full month at AAA. That's not even unfair.
No, it's fair. I mean, I don't know. Ruggie and Ford can make you feel different things about players after a couple nights.
There is an argument for get him some at-bats here for the 3 more weeks Voight's out, but it's not an argument I would have made.
Yeah.
Nah, and he still hasn't played enough first base for us to just be happy with putting him there right now.
He's a utility guy.
I don't think he's gotten into an MLB game at first.
He's a bat that needs to get reps.
Yeah.
All right.
Triple-A season doesn't start for like 3 more weeks, 2 more weeks, a week. I don't know.
I think maybe. Well, they said he's going to Scranton.
Yeah.
Well, Connor?
That's where you go.
Well, he wouldn't go to Scranton now if the season isn't starting soon, right?
I think the season starts first week of May, which I guess we're almost to. But
when does Triple-A baseball start? AAA East, May 4th. And you know what we say?
May the force go fuck yourself.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
How many people at home do you think do the with us?
Couple.
We tied yet last series, Jake.
Emoji in the chat if you do the noise with us.
We tied.
Tied.
So I'm still up 5-3.
Yeah.
And now I don't think our sheet here is updated. I think I've won 3 series, you've won 1, and we've tied 3.
I think so. Something like that.
There's been
the Yankees were like such boners for a while. They weren't hitting homers.
Now they're hitting homers, but we didn't
get
any.
Now they're back.
And we only got,
just got one.
One from Hicks each. Yeah. So you get to go first today.
Ooh, baby, I love you ways every day. This is a 4-gamer, so we might have to map this out a little bit, right? With my first pick in Z Homer Draft. See, we got a couple people that sing along. I will take Gary Sanchez.
Wow. Didn't see that coming.
I'll take Gary Sanchez. Gary is a kind of not known, but he's a reverse splits guy. I try to bring it up when I can. Currently, Matt Harvey is a reverse splits guy. And I think Gary, you mentioned like the white cap or the black cap. Mm-hmm. Like Gary, sweet angel Gary.
Yeah. Well, he actually has.
He's a Lucifer.
he kind of like walks into one room and it's this, walks into the other room. It's kind of like, it's like an optical illusion. You tilt your head one way, you're like, and you're just kind of always trying, like, what color is that hat? So it was kind of like a Yanni Laurel
like
situation.
Like an optical illusion, yeah. Yeah. Like it depends on the lighting.
Yeah, it's optical.
Who are you taking?
The Aarons.
Wow. De bow bow.
Yeah, I'm taking Aaron Judge and Aaron Hicks.
Yes, those are good picks, Jim.
Yeah, it's Judge's birthday, and it's Baltimore. It's white hat versus black hat. Matt Harvey, obviously. You know, I like a righty.
Yeah.
So I got Judge, and then Hicks is just, I mean, the most back anyone's ever been back.
Versatile.
Agile.
You're not going to play the clip.
Mobile.
How many feet of intestine?
That's such a good clip.
You love the clip. Comes out on the pregame show.
Yeah. And the ability to reproduce.
It's good. With my last pick.
With his last pick.
I see myself either being very happy or very sad tomorrow in the Homer draft.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm taking a chance. Make it happen. Pop the cork, finger snapping. Spin the wheel round and round.
A bladder, two legs, 35 feet of small intestine, and our ability to reproduce all in the name of the South? Do we...
I might audible my pick.
Oh, my God.
Because of that.
Because of that? I mean, after hearing that, you go Odor, and it's obvious.
No.
Yeah?
The lefty numbers, you nuts. Clint. Yeah.
Wow, Clint, huh?
Going 8-9 tonight.
Clint doesn't know whether he idolizes Harvey or doesn't.
Yes.
He's like, I look up to you, man, but I mean, I don't.
Clint wears a Dalmatian hat. Actual skin.
Clint wears a black hat. He spray painted white, but you can tell. Or no, it's kind of like a white hat that he rubbed in dirt to make you think it's black. Yes, it's that. Okay. It's the opposite. It's very much the opposite.
Nah, just Dalmatian, actual fur.
You know, I have an uncle that used to trade Dalmatian fur.
Say that one more time, right into the mic.
I have an uncle that used to buy and sell and trade Dalmatian fur. He was a dog breeder. Came with a full dog, too. Most Dalmatians are mentally retarded these days.
Anything else you want to get off your chest?
Everything I just said, I made up.
Ah!
Or I was guessing.
Tough.
I was guessing.
Happy birthday, Judgy.
Happy birthday, Judge. I have Judge and Hicks. You have Gary and Clint. BBD.
I'm with you, Jim, because we also have Judge in our Homer draft. So easy
Jim
choice.
Boy Media.
In your face.
It's the right pick.
All right, over under. I got it right yesterday, so I'm now 11-10.
Skidaboop.
Jake got it wrong, so he is now 10-11. I kind of have no idea. I think they're going to set this at 9, to be honest with you.
Harvey Davey.
Oh, BBD already. It's 9. I got it right again.
9.
BBD saved you the chance of
I'm
getting
gonna
it
go
wrong.
I'm going to go 9.5. I like living a half point high.
Oh, I got it right again. Over.
Pen is fresh. Harvey eats bugs.
I'm going over.
Sometimes they throw scrubs out there. Okay. What's the weather in Baltimore?
Oh, that's a great question, Jake.
Oh. We're going over.
Weather.com is such a good site, and I can't.
Over.
Why? What happened? It's raining?
Nice night, man.
Did you go Baltimore, Ohio, Vermont, or Maryland?
Maryland. Because it's one more day up in the canyon.
And it's one more day in Baltimore. Baltimore. 67 degrees and sunny, Jake. That's what made you go the over?
Yeah.
That's what made you go the over. I mean, that
said a bum 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 bum.
That left center.
Ooh.
Wall. Is pretty nice. Yeah. In Camden.
Yeah.
A lot of righties. Matt Harvey's season stats are better than Tyone and Kluber thus far.
Yeah. Trade for him. Dark Knight back in the city.
I read that he changed his curveball grip. Maybe. It was Alex Fast. He was like, I don't know for... a lot of uncertainties that I've been saying. Alex Fast tweeted, I'm not positive, but I think Kershaw... No, I think that was a different tweet.
That's a different tweet.
Not 100% certain, but I think Matt Harvey changed his curveball grip. So that's in sight. Both on the over. Good job by us.
Do you have a
premonition? Yeah, someone's going to get bloody today.
Ooh, damn, I'm kind of in the same... I had something in the same realm.
I don't know if it's a hit by pitch. I don't know if it's like a catcher, like play at the plate situation. Yeah. If there's like a...
I might be able to help.
Yeah?
Because of my premonition.
Yeah.
It connects pretty well.
Okay.
I had a Yankee... running into a wall. I don't know if it's Hicks or Clint going for a home run. Yeah. I don't know if it's Gio, DJ, or Gary getting a pop-up in the infield, but I have a Yankee going into a wall.
I kind of just saw a scraped knee, maybe.
Okay.
There's going to be some blood at some point.
There will be blood on the TV screen tonight.
Judge hits a comebacker at Harvey, breaks his nose. Everyone's like, that's too far, Judge. Like, now are you the black hat? I don't know.
Oh, you don't foam in the wet sand.
All right.
I was going to change the lyrics to that.
Z-A-C-K, Zach. Z.
Hey, I have something. C-K, Zach. Someone just said, like, Yank should call up Gittens and Boone in his press conference here. He's being asked questions like, let me find it. Like calling up Gittens, calling up Andujar, and then Boone was, where is it?
Boone
was asking questions about, his answer. I don't know what the question was. Boone's answer was, I know these guys are going to mash over the long haul. Right now it's about building off of what I thought was significant. It's like, the Yankees are back. People are acting like the Yankees aren't the best team ever.
Right. TBE.
And it's confusing me.
I have literal breaking news.
What is it?
This is from Marley Rivera.
Yeah.
She said, breaking news. I saw LeMahieu crack a smile as Frazier was telling him what appeared to be a really animated story. Arenado, who's close friends with LeMahieu and was his teammate for 7 years in Colorado, told me guys would give him a standing ovation if he made DJ laugh.
That's so awesome, man.
I mean,
so fucking
feeling pretty good about my Clint Homer draft pick.
So DJ's our roommate, Pete.
A little bit.
Do you think we ever made Pete laugh? Like full on, like he audibly laughed.
I saw Pete laugh. Oh, not audible. Nothing was audible.
Yeah,
nothing was audible.
Like the most you'd get was like a head nod. Like,
yeah. Hey, you'd get this. Almost everything I say.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So.
Good for DJ.
Good for DJ. Good for Clint. We're laughing. The Yankees are back. Zach.
Zach. Zach.
That's the show. Goodbye.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.